On September 11th, 2001, there were 16 federal intelligence agencies working in their own worlds, not always sharing information that would have allowed the federal government to see the big picture of a terrorist threat. Congressman Ron Kind of La Crosse says after 9/11, there was an obvious need to integrate the agencies, and as a result, the Department of Homeland Security was formed.
And the Bush administration was very reluctant at first to do that, but we were finally able to accomplish it. So I think if there was one great achievement from September 11th was the teamwork and the coordination that we now see with intelligence capability.
And that intelligence and safety coordination began to trickle down to states and municipalities. Wisconsin first received money from the Department of Homeland Security in 2003. Agencies used money to better train public safety personnel. La Crosse Fire Chief Greg Cleveland says some of his firefighters are now part of a regional team that handles rescues if a heavy structure collapses. And that training helped when a tornado hit La Crosse this summer.
We've got listening devices, we've got cameras, we've got specialized trainings in identifying collapse and how to shore and stabilize buildings and structures that we utilized during the tornado. A lot of these buildings were damaged and were needed to be stabilized, and our people had the training, they had the experience, and they also had the equipment to go in and make a difference.
And during tornado cleanup, Cleveland says La Crosse's police and firefighters were able to coordinate and communicate better than they would have a decade ago, due to training funded by Washington. On September 11th, many of New York City's first responders could not communicate because the emergency radio channels were overwhelmed. This served as a wake-up call to law enforcement agencies across the country. Wisconsin's Office of Justice Assistance spokeswoman, Tammy Jackson, says in 2003, less than 5% of the state's emergency responder radios were able to access the most common mutual aid frequencies, those used during a large-scale emergency. She says they've since invested $18 million to replace and upgrade these radios in Wisconsin.
Now, in 2011, we have nearly 90% of the radios can at least access the 10 most common mutual aid frequencies. That's a huge improvement, and that has been made possible entirely with the investment of Homeland Security dollars.
And by November, a statewide communication system for major disasters and local communication will be running. WISCOM, or the Wisconsin Interoperable System for Communications, is in its final testing stage. And the federal government has improved its communication with state and local law enforcement in the last decade. Wisconsin Emergency Management Center Administrator Brian Satula says the feds are more willing to share information through the state's fusion centers.
What they're finding is that the common citizens, the police officer on the street, the firefighter that's doing overhaul in a building, they are the people that are finding the evidence of terrorism.
Wisconsin is receiving less money each year from the Department of Homeland Security. Officials say it's not because there's less of a threat in Wisconsin or there's no room for improvement, but because law enforcement now has the tools to handle situations it could not 10 years ago.